Good evening, everyone. We will be your guides along the back roads and waterways of forgotten America. Through aging coal towns and ancient sloughs, down moonlit gravel roads and into the dark corners of the southern Midwest. So sit back while we introduce you to a little place that we like to call the Riverlands. The Riverlands are a dark and forgotten stretch of geography in the middle of America. A shadowy, liminal space where fear haunts the dark woods at night, and a place where haunted history comes together with the weird and the monstrous.
At the heart of this nation, thousands of miles of muddy water flows to the Gulf. The Great Red River, the Ohio, red with blood and death since the first days of European settlers crossing the Appalachia. The Missouri River, that formed the first waterways west for Lewis and Clark and cemented manifest destiny on the land. Too thick to drink and too thin to plow, the Missouri gained a reputation as a dumping ground for corpses, violence, and serial murders. And of course, the mighty Mississippi, the great waterway of commerce and of trade, until, well, it wasn't. Flowing the length of the United States from Minnesota to the Gulf, the Mississippi River flows to lands filled with ghosts, mysteries, forgotten history, murders, and of course, monsters. From the ghost-haunted city of Alton, past the slowly crumbling city of St. Louis, the Mississippi River winds through its way south. The barge is picking up coal dug from deep beneath the prairie and carrying with it an ancient history of violence and battles between Union and Capitol. Past the forgotten ghost town of Cairo, sinking slowly back into the confluence mud. Picking up steam from the Wabash and the Ohio, the Mississippi River now becomes a wide brown scar made only for grain barges and local fishermen, until it finally pours relentlessly through swamps and the delta into the Gulf, poisoning the blue waters with mud and accumulated nitrogen from industrial fertilizer from the Midwest. A history of violence and death permeates the entire system.
If you look close enough, you will begin to see reflections of the riverlands in the empty store windows along the ghost-haunted main streets of a thousand small towns. Go ahead, look a little closer, and you might glimpse a shade. A quick movement behind the dirty glass. Maybe it's just a trick of the light, but if you look hard enough, you just might see it. Down there, along the muddy riverbank. Are those tracks? What makes footprints that large, you might ask yourself? What is that shape down in the edge of the woods? And what do those glowing eyes belong to? What is making those sounds out there amongst the owls and the frogs? It sounds much too large for any animal you can think of. Are those the glowing eyes of a panther? Or are those the eyes of something much, much worse? When do you finally decide to get in your car and drive away? When is enough truly enough? Have you just passed through the same small town again? Is this the same empty town that you just left? Maybe you've been here before, but that's not possible, is it? How do you get out of this place? And over there, underneath those lights by the laundromat, those kids, the skinny ones with the no shirts and the cheap poke and stick tattoos, do they have black eyes? No, that can't be. That's not really possible, is it? Surely it's a trick of the light, you tell yourself. Wait, what is that standing down there near the old abandoned trailer in the river bottoms?
The Riverlands podcast is a love letter to the forgotten history of America's heartland. It's a show about mystery, murder, mayhem, and a few monsters, too. This season, we have a bunch of great stories that we can't wait to share with you. So check back in a few weeks for your first journey into the Riverlands.
The Riverlands podcast is a product of Riverlands Media, LLC. Want to find out more about the Riverlands podcast? Interested in seeing some of the ideas, music, art, sources, and other things that inspire and interest us? Head on over to our website at riverlandspodcast.com. And finally, do you have a story that you might like to share? You can contact us at theriverlandspodcast@gmail.com. The background music you're hearing tonight is provided by Lobo Loco and is part of a fair use, attribution, non-commercial, share-alike license. Have a good evening.